This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To the whys and the wherefores of the day, shall we? Thursday, the 20th of December, two-thirds of the way through the month, Jennifer. And this is the primary warm-up day for the day that almost begins winter. The 20th to the 21st to the 22nd, we're in that, what do they call it, the vernal equinox or something, it's called some kind of an equinox or change of seasons, more specifically. So if you want to know what's going on, we've got one of our eyes and one of our ears on the pulse of the world. Hooray! Jennifer Horn's here. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. We're wishing you a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And I have the scoop on where Jupiter is and what's going on. Those of you who want to take a vacation to Jupiter, I've got good news for you. After Jennifer gives us some more good news? I put that good in quotation marks because I can never tell Jen.
Well, it depends on if you want the government to shut down or not. If you want the government to stay open for the holidays, well then, yes, I have some good news for you. The Senate actually took up a bill that would, I like to call it kicking the can down the road, which is what Congress does a lot of, but they call them continuing resolutions, and that means that they have funded the government temporarily till we all start arguing on February 8th, 2 days after my birthday, which is exciting, so I'll have that going on for my birthday, right? Sure. Now, the funding for the wall, not in there. This is just keeping things status quo with no arguments until February the 8th. This seems like a win for Democrats. President Trump blinked on a saying. He said he would dig in and fight for his wall and fight for immigration reform. He did not. I think that's disappointing as someone who voted for him. But unfortunately, that's what he did. He had some advice saying, bad optics if you shut the government down around Christmas time. What I think is more interesting is a story, though, however, when we're talking about the wall and about funding and about immigration, there's a U.S. military veteran who is a triple amputee. And he said he was inspired to raise money for the U.S.-Mexico border wall after reading a New York Post article that questioned why no one had taken up the mantle on this project. So in just 3 days, he started a GoFundMe campaign, and this guy's name is Brian Colvidge. He said, "We the people will fund the wall." That was the definition given on the GoFundMe campaign. And he's already raised $2 million from 34,000 people. His goal is to raise $1 billion. He said, "If the 63 million people who voted for Trump each pledge $80, we can build the wall. That equates to roughly $5 billion. Even if we get half, that's half the wall. We can do this." And so he's trying to just raise the funding himself and help out the goals of the country to have a wall at the southern border.
What's his name again?
His name's Brian Colvidge.
Okay. Hold a good thought for him.
Yeah, look, he's getting off the couch. He's doing something. He's obviously he's serviced the country in so many ways.
Triple amputee probably has a hard time getting on the couch.
Come on. So I think this is just a good sign. You want something, you go out there and you get it. How about that?
Like it. Good idea. We all can learn.
This comes out with a poll, by the way, that says a third of Republicans are very willing to donate money to fund this issue to try to help tackle the immigration problem.
How many
so maybe he's
Democrats?
On to something.
How many Democrats willing to do
it? I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know if they were polled, but I would guess probably not as many.
There's probably going to be some weird stipulation, though, that like the government can't, because the government can't accept gifts. So
That's a privatize the wall. That's how you do it. You privatize the wall. So let me get
everyone to agree on that too, right?
Yeah,
privatize it. So I don't know.
So let me. I heard you say the president sort of sounded like with the Senate okaying a bill to avoid a government shutdown, that he's leaning away from forcing the shutdown. It wouldn't be very Christmassy, for sure. But, you know, under the circumstances, what we don't know is what's going on this week. Even if there is not a forced shutdown, what has happened is that the agencies, the bureaucrats, have had to make plans. It's called the Plan for Orderly Shutdown. And so just it isn't everybody just goes home, shuts the lights off, and see you next week. There have been hundreds of employees just working on figuring out how the government will work when it's not working. And so that started that's about 13 days ago as I look at the numbers, to protect the life and property of our government, to provide oversight and conduct interference detection, mitigation, disaster operations in case something horrible happens, why the government is shut down. I didn't even think about this. Critical IT issues, Victoria? You know, you get the idea. Employees retained because their compensation is financed by the appropriations bill, and that's all of the money that comes in there. What did you call it? The continuing can resolution.
Yeah.
There's something like that kicking in, right. So not only are we facing a shutdown, maybe we aren't, but still for the last 2 weeks, many employees have taken all of their time to protect the government, to protect its assets, to protect its people, to protect the taxpayers' interests by having all of these things that are not a part of the normal business day taken into consideration and done. Can you imagine what a drag that is on productivity?
Can you imagine how furious it makes me? No, this makes me furious that we have people called non-essential government employees, and we're worried about sending them home for a couple of weeks. How about this? If you're considered to be non-essential, like if you're a non-essential member of the DJV show, then why do we have you here? You're a non-essential member of the hospital you work for. I don't know. It doesn't make a lot of sense that we consider people to be non-essential, and then we're upset that they won't be showing up to work. It's like, let's cut things down. If you're not essential, buddy, I'd be a little worried.
I'm more upset about the fact that if the government shuts down and we've spent all this money to prepare for a shutdown, whether it happens or it doesn't, then they all go home, have a vacation, get paid when they come back, because they don't get docked their pay. They just don't get paid while the government is shut down. But they get, when they come back, they get the pay for those days in their next paycheck. So they may not get a paycheck for a week, but they still get paid for not even showing up. What business runs like that? I couldn't run my business like that. Neither could anybody else, really.
Yep.
Wow.
Go take a vacation for a couple of weeks. Just come back, and you know, then we'll get you a nice big fat check. I don't know. These kinds of things. I heard Rand Paul talking the other day, and Rand Paul said government shutdown.
Any common sense in the government is Rand Paul.
For the most part. Although I think he's got Trump's ear right now, and it's starting to irk me a bit because there are two really bad things in my mind that Trump didn't do. And that's one, dig in on the wall right now, because this is his most powerful moment in the next 2 years to deliver on what he promised, and I think this is going to end up being a huge problem for him. And part two, withdrawing from Syria right now, just completely withdrawing from Syria, which was the other big story yesterday. And so my question is, okay, who is working with the president right now? And his staffing, well, we'll always hear about the changes. There really hasn't been any huge shakeups yet in his inner circle. All of those will come at the beginning of the year. And my thought is that Rand Paul, who likes the president, they have this weird friendly relationship, even though it can be adversarial at times, I think he's got the president's ear. These are all Rand Paul decisions that Trump is making, which is great for some people. But I think there's just some missed opportunities here. But Rand Paul was saying, cut down, number one, he said, non-essential government employees, they need to go. But then he also talked about just how expensive and non-effective government shutdowns are. Because like you just said, everybody gets paid. There's nothing that really goes missing from this.
Away.
Except.
Stop.
Right.
Yeah.
Except that that you have to spend all the extra money getting ready for the shutdown, and then all the extra manpower trying to recover from the shutdown in the form of covering the furloughs that people were on and those sorts of things. And he said it's actually very expensive to do that for something that's not always very effective. So
what do you think of my idea? I'm going to throw this out. People throw rocks at the radio. Do whatever you want to do. I don't think Trump was ever serious about really building a wall. I think it became an issue. I think it became something he hangs his hat on. But I don't think he ever expected deep down, and I'm doing what I don't like people doing, that's trying to get into somebody's head. How do you know what he's really thinking? But I'm just speculating that he really never expected to build a wall. A full wall.
I actually 100% disagree. I think it's the only thing he thought he would do.
Really?
And the only reason why, I think that he is a very, and Victoria, you and I talked about this, I feel like, I don't know, maybe a while ago, because we know the history of Donald Trump. Donald Trump was a registered Democrat who became a Republican a couple of years ago. His whole family are registered Democrats, except for Donald Trump Jr. He is a progressive-minded
person. But... yeah,
well,
but I know what you mean.
But she's not a Republican.
They're in the middle. Yeah, they're not in the middle.
They're not hardcore conservatives. They're not ideological conservatives. And so the one thing that he found a lot of people picked up on when he talked about it was the very first thing he talked about when he came down the escalator to declare his candidacy was immigration and immigration problems. That was the very first thing. And I think that's the one issue where he's actually a hardliner conservative. I would tell you that I think if you look at what he did this week, which is considered to be a success for him, I think a success, and something that's bipartisan is this criminal justice reform issue. This is something that was built to make Democrats happy. This, for hardliner conservatives, there's not much in this bill that makes them happy. This is definitely much more a bill that makes people on the left happy. And
can
so
I interrupt
think,
you for a second, Jen?
Yeah.
I don't understand why it doesn't make hardcore conservatives. For me, I'm a hardcore conservative when it comes to fiscal stuff, and
because
I think the
crime
reform...
is down. Because crime is down, and they think that the reform is going to change that.
No. The people who get out of jail aren't people who are hardcore criminals. The people who ought not to be in jail, people who are white-collar criminals or people who do smoke weed or do something like that, those people don't need to be in jail.
Well, these are federal crimes, keep in mind. So it's not just people who are smoking weed. These are people that have... had repetitive drug crimes that are somehow tied up with the federal government because it's a federal bill, not a state bill. But I think there's a lot of good in this bill. I also think that there's a lot of reduced sentences and things that for repeat offenders, where maybe sometimes that's not always going to be the big thing because when they get out of jail, they might do it again. So I think there's some wins and losses just from my perspective. But overall, I like the bill. I recommend that he passes it because now he's got bipartisan legislation to kind of use to say, hey, we can do this again. But my point is... my point is that Trump is willing to work with Democrats. He's willing to not be a hardcore conservative like you might get if you were dealing with Ted Cruz or even Mike Pence. He's actually willing to work because he is a pragmatist. He's pragmatic. He wants to solve the problem. But when it comes to immigration,
he wants to be popular too. That works to Democrats' favor. And he does not want to be disliked. It goes against who he is as
a human
being.
That's true with every politician because that's how they win and lose their election.
Yeah, but with him, the image is a little bit more important to him, I think, than the standard politician. And that's going back to like what you were saying. That's who he was and is as a New Yorker with his name all over buildings and airplanes and things. He very much wants
here
to be liked.
Here I am, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I'm Donald Trump.
Yeah, and that's just who he is. And that's who people voted for. That's the charisma that they like.
All right, let's turn our attention to something else that people don't like, and that's inflammatory bowel disease. How do you like the transition here? IBD involves chronic and recurring inflammation of your gastrointestinal tract. You have that problem because you're eating crap food. You need to cleanse your system. A lot of crap food this time of year at the parties. So the solution to the problem is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea maintains your health, cleanses your body, reduces constipation, and all kinds of other things that are going on in your system. May I suggest you go to GetTheTea.com? GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and you'll get it shipped free. Cleanse your system. Feel better this holiday season. Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
Anytime.
place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop.
Like yesterday, we were talking, ladies, about the Christmas country stations, and I was wondering out loud whether there were stations. I think, Jennifer, you confirmed that at least the country station in L.A. is playing some of the classic country Christmas songs, which are quite good, actually, if you listen to them. We got a list of them, but this was on the list of my guess that this would be one of the songs that would appear on a country Christmas station or playlist. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree happens to be in our list of the original Christmas songs that were in the top 100 Christmas tunes of all time from Billboard before the influence of this year's playing and buying. Number three belonged to Brenda Lee, who was 16 years old at the time she recorded this. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Want to crank this puppy up? It's that saxophone. Bill Clinton on the sax. Or not.
I don't think he was this good.
Yeah.
Maybe
I never actually really heard him play much of the sax. You will have a sentimental feeling. All right. We all like this song. Everybody likes this song.
Love it. One of my favorites.
The one you sing along to in the car. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. See what else is going on. 25 after the hour, DJV Showtime. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Dougster focusing on the Recording Academy Lifetime Achievement Award. Announcements yesterday on the recipients for this big award. Music legend Black Sabbath. Yeah. George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic. I never liked their music, but I love the name of the group. Parliament Funkadelic.
Like funk?
Well, I kind of. Funk's okay, but it's not like bubblegum music. Please. Jerry.
What?
Bubblegum music.
Oh, you only like bubblegum music.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Okay.
That's but the name, Parliament Psychedelic Funkadelic. All right, so those are the two, Black Sabbath and George Clinton, this year's Lifetime Achievement Award honorees. Dionne Warwick, Donny Hathaway, Julio Iglesias, Sam and Dave, and Billy Eckstein passed away, also receiving the award this year. It's an interesting group. That's a really eclectic group. You realize that this is really a very interesting group.
Yeah, heavy metal, total funk.
Right.
Dionne Warwick, I guess, I don't know
the
what
sappy AC.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Donny Hathaway, he's got some soul.
A good R&B. Yeah, he's a good R&B singer. Julio Iglesias?
Where? Yeah.
And then Sam and Dave that set the standard for early rock R&B. And Billy Eckstein, who had, you got a song of his there, is about as smooth a singer as ever existed. Listen to him. Billy Eckstein. Listen to his voice. Any of you ever heard him before?
Never heard of him.
Listen to his voice.
I apologize.
How do you think of his voice?
If I've caused you pain.
He sounds like a crooner. Yeah.
Very much so.
I know that they say he's jazz, but maybe it's just this song. Just that more voice. Like,
He and Al Hibbler together both had the smoothest voices I think I ever heard, frankly. The Recording Academy announcing also the Trustee Award. Lou Adler gets that, Ashford and Simpson, and Johnny Mandel. Saul Walker will get the Technical Grammy Award. Nobody knows who he was. He passed away. Ceremony takes place in May next year. So, but listening to this stuff, it's really, that kind of crooning really does it for me, actually. And if you had the late Al Hibbler's song, I remember once I asked you to play, Carrie, you found one. But if you listen to the two of them together, you'd think they were soul music brothers. So it's nice to have these people reworked in our minds musically. 28 after the hour here on the DJB program.
Your glance, give me back.
Under the Hood. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you look under the hood of a race car, you'll see components and parts that make up an extremely powerful engine. If you look into the head of a human, you'll see a brain that built that powerful race car engine. Under the hood of our skulls is a 3-pound universe whose imagination has no limits, no boundaries. And then, somewhere along the way, we allow others to influence us to impose limits on our boundless minds. But why? Or perhaps more importantly, what can we do about it? Quite frankly, we can unfetter whatever ties us to the belief that we have limits. In fact, for you, right here and now, is the time and place to step back and recognize the power that's under your proverbial hood. Your mind has no limits. For more on inspiration and motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, safe, natural. So let's talk about the other benefits of using Calotren besides just losing the weight.
Our website's really informative, and it goes into detail about how it helps with those side benefits. You know, I've heard people say that it's great for digestion, you know, acid reflux. That collagen protein, it is a healing supplement. Your body is going to use it where it needs it the most. You know, we also like to tell customers, too, when you're talking about for the weight loss, this is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're talking about losing the weight the right way, which even doctors will tell you, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's healthy weight loss where you can maintain it, where you can keep it off even after you get off this product. That's what you're looking for with Calotren. You know, this is healthy weight loss.
Available at toploss.com, 10% off. If you use the DJV code, plus if you're buying more than 3 bottles, you get the fourth one free. Toploss.com, using the code DJ.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying it is time for U.S. ground troops to come home from Syria, saying ISIS has been defeated. The president says so in a video posted on his own Twitter page, announcing that he will be pulling out 2,000 U.S. forces from Syria effective immediately. Many Republicans and Democrats in Congress immediately criticizing the move. Even a recent cheerleader of President Trump's, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, says,
I think ISIS is more likely to come back because I don't agree with the president that they're defeated in Syria.
Graham and other lawmakers say the move would also give Russia and Iran exactly what they've been calling for. The Senate approved it, and now the House is taking up a funding bill today that would keep the government running into February. And it doesn't contain the president's border wall funding. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Inappropriate ideas that you may have about what's going on today. We know we're in the know and on the go on the DJV show. How do you like that for a poem? In the know, on the go, DJV show. December 20th is upon us. Jennifer Horn is upon us. Victoria Keelan is upon us. Kara Schillen, Doug Stefanari, Victoria. What is upon us in terms of your idea of the trending story? Not necessarily your idea. You follow the trending story. So what is trending?
Well, your boy, Bull, is still trending, and the reason that he's trending again, that's the show that you love on CBS.
Michael Weatherly.
Michael Weatherly is the star of the show. He plays Bull. So the actress who, earlier this week, came out that she had been fired from the show, and she received a $9.5 million settlement. And this was all based on her sexual harassment complaints on the set of the show. A lot of this had been kind of filmed while they were, you know, outtakes and things. So his bad behavior apparently was caught on camera, even though CBS is trying to minimize that now. And so she had a confidentiality agreement, and she was not going to say anything. But CBS started issuing statements, and Michael Weatherly said he was, you know, really sorry, and that he had reached out to her to apologize. And so she wrote an op-ed for the Boston Globe. She is a Bostoner. or Bostonian, and so she is breaking her silence. Essentially, she's probably opening herself up for some additional legal action. But essentially, Michael Weatherly tried to explain it away by saying that she didn't get his sense of humor, and she said that that's completely not what happened. She said, "I grew up in Boston with three older brothers and have generally been considered to be a tomboy. I made a name for myself playing a badass vampire slayer. I don't want to hear." And then she also mentioned that she's been on Howard Stern. She's a fan of his show. She said, "I don't want to hear that I have a humor deficit or that I can't take a joke. I did not overreact. I took a job, and because I didn't want to be harassed, I was fired." And so, essentially, what she also says is Les Moonves was involved in this one, too. Now, sure. he and Michael Weatherly are apparently very, very close. And so, she said that Weatherly constantly was telling her stories about being on the plane with Les Moonves and how they vacationed together and they were such great friends. And she said essentially she took that as a thinly veiled threat. If she ever stepped out of line, he could go right to Les Moonves and she'd be fired. That's essentially exactly what happened. She was rapidly written out of the show. She was supposed to be on the show for at least the whole first season. And as soon as she started talking about complaining about his date rape jokes and all kinds of things that he was up to on the set, then she was fired immediately. So,
what's her name? I didn't.
Eliza Dushku.
Eliza with an A or an E?
E. E-L-I-Z-A. Okay. D-U-S-H-K-U. So she said, essentially, she's still trying to figure out how this all happened, but she said she didn't go to complain. She went and asked for help of HR, saying, you know, can you help me on the set change the culture here? Because this is just, it's embarrassing for anyone to be on this set and to see how people are reacting. And, you know, and everything kind of comes down from the top. When the star of the show is acting this way, she said the crew members tried to ingratiate themselves with him. They would get in on the jokes and things like that. And the whole culture on set was just, she said, was very frat boy-esque. And obviously Les Moonves allowed that and maybe even encouraged that type of behavior, because we see where he is now.
I know her from other stuff. She's been around. This woman's not a novice actress by any stretch
right.
of the imagination. I don't remember her on Bull, but I remember seeing her in many other shows. Weatherly has an interesting reputation. The actress that got fired because she didn't like Mark Harmon on NCIS, Polly Perrette, came to his defense, talking about what a wonderful guy he was and how there were plenty of opportunities on NCIS for that to have happened, and it never did, and she and Weatherly were very close. That cast apparently is very close-knit, the NCIS cast. I don't know about the cast for Bull. I just know the stories on Bull are good, and Weatherly is a good, he understands how to play the part. If he's a lech or a dirtbag, you know, those are things that you can't tell necessarily from, excuse me, the way people act. But I find it disappointing. I'm not disappointed. By the way, the Les Moonves thing that was settled earlier this week is going to cost CBS $50 million even without paying him a nickel, because they have to pay his lawyers $20 million. They have their own legal fees. So by the time this all was settled, it still cost him $50 million to fight him, and apparently he is talking about maybe appealing. I don't know how that works. I think I'd just go away if I were him, but I'm not him. At any rate, I feel badly because I think Weatherly sets a... outwardly, you see, you never can tell anybody by what they're actors. So they act one way, and maybe they're always actors. They're a different sort. But this woman is a very seasoned actress. I can't understand why she'd make this up. I think people who
and
think...
And there's video
she,
of it. So yeah. Yeah, she's video, not, you know, there's proof that she's not making it up. And yeah. That's what her lawyers were able to get all that money from, is because CBS, yeah. I think, inadvertently sent them video evidence of him doing it. I get frustrated with the other actress. I can't remember. What is it? Polly Perrette? I can never remember her full
Polly
name.
Polly Perrette, yeah.
Right. I get frustrated in those situations because, yes, it's perfectly fine to defend your friend and someone that you know, but I get annoyed when they come out and make it sound like he could have never done that to someone
yeah.
else because he had the opportunity before and didn't do it. It's, you know, a rapist doesn't rape every single person that he sees, but he's done it to someone. It doesn't mean that he hasn't done it before. So, you know, it just, there's video evidence. He doesn't really sound like a great guy, and whether it should ruin his whole career or not, I don't know. But I think it's unfortunate that he, you know, got someone fired because they complained.
Well,
it's just.
And I'd also say, is it worth the conversation? What's appropriate? Because I think there are, for certain people, there are really no topics off of the table. And for other people, there are things that are really offensive. Because what he's being accused of, if I'm not mistaken here, he's not being accused of being a physical predator.
No.
He was making off-color jokes and probably making her
sexually
uncomfortable.
Sexually harassing her, yeah.
Right. So, that would be my first step is, did she say something to him directly first? Like, hey, this is, you know, this is making me uncomfortable. Before she went to HR, I would wonder about that if she tried to handle it. And then I also think it's worth the conversation, not sexual harassment so much. I think that that's a little easier to find. But what is appropriate now? What, you know, if you're in Hollywood,
nothing.
Where people are creative and, you know, they have a few laughs and really nothing is off the table. Is this going to be the continuing problem? And are we going to pay out millions of dollars to people who are offended by that kind of ribbing? Or does it just need to stop in the workplace? I mean, I ask kind of innocently because I have a sense of humor that can be a little bit wicked. And so is that something that can't go forward anymore? Can that, does that have to change? Do we have to change kinds of things that we laugh at? And I'm not just using him as an example.
I think that she's making the case that, you know, she can laugh. She said she can handle locker room humor. She worked with David Boreanaz, and she names him as, you know, it was on CBS and that Bones show. That guy had a notorious reputation. I've seen him personally drunk and stumbling and hitting on women when he was married.
Boreanaz?
That guy is a disaster. And she said she even got along with him and didn't have a problem with him. That's how bad this Weatherly thing was. And that she said it was he would constantly make sexual comments in front of her about wanting to have a threesome on set, like in front of other people. It was totally unprofessional.
No,
harassment.
Yeah, no, I totally get it, and I'm not condoning it. I'm not even really talking about their particular situation. I just wonder because there is more attention paid to this. I don't even want to say gray area because it's not anything that's new, but there's more attention paid to this. I wonder if work culture just completely changes, or is there, you know what I'm saying? How does this affect people who aren't going as far as Michael Weatherly is accused of going? Do you guys get what I'm saying, using this as like a point to...
Well, I don't know if it does necessarily. Like I said, I don't think that she's trying to change everyone, you know, laughing and making jokes and stuff like that. I think she's really only trying to change this one situation where the guy was sexually harassing her. I don't know that this goes to the extreme and changes everyone's ability to joke and make laughs.
To answer your question, Jen, she did go to him specifically in his trailer and asked him if they could, you know, if he could be her ally and to help ease the sexualized set comments. And he responded to her, quote, "Eliza, no one respects women more than I do," citing his many sisters and his professed history of being, quote unquote, too respectful of women. I don't know what that means. So she did try to go to him and work it out first. She said it just turned into bullying.
At that point, if someone comes to you and says, "I'm uncomfortable," it's your duty to change your behavior. If you're making someone uncomfortable, you kind of have to change your behavior.
Why would you want to make somebody uncomfortable?
Right, but so oftentimes people will, you know, go straight to HR, skip a step or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, it sounds like in this case, definitely, and I'm not trying to say that they weren't. He sounds like he was totally in the wrong, and she tried to do everything in the right way. I just wonder, in general, when this happens in workplaces in Podunk, Iowa, how people might deal with these kinds of things.
People just need to say, as corny as this sounds from Nancy Reagan's time, just say no. Just stop whatever it is that's going on and just say, no, I'm not going to take this, or no, I don't want to have this conversation, or no, I don't want to be around you, or whatever it is. Sometimes there are ways, at least I've experienced, not necessarily in these circumstances, but business circumstances, when people just don't want to do something, the people who are strong in their stead just say, nope, I don't want to do this way. I'm sorry if you can't handle it, but I'm the boss and I don't want to do this, or whatever it is, setting the tone. And he's essentially the boss on that set, so somebody smarter apparently than him should have said, look, you're going to screw this up for yourself as well as for her, because this sort of thing does wrinkle. It affects ratings. It affects advertisers. It affects all kinds of things that, you know, no matter how good you are, look at all the people who have fallen in the last year and a half, 2 years, that were supposedly important in the craft, whatever the business is. So you kind of have to get with it, and that's really what I don't see them getting with it here. And I'm disappointed because I do think that the program comes off as well. Be interested to know what some of the other, because there are three strong women leads in Bull. I can't name you the actresses, but I can tell you who they are. I can tell you by looking at the cast. But you'd wonder what they, I haven't heard anything from them, and you got to wonder what they're thinking as this is going on, because it's their career as well. If his presence, he's the show. So if he's not there, the show's gone. And so is all of their work, and I don't know. It's so stupid. Every month, we all make mistakes. I say things once in a while, and I think after a while I say
you?
That.
Well, you don't say stuff. I mean, this guy was talking about how every time he saw her, he has a quote that he wants to reverse his vasectomy.
No.
That's disgusting. This guy is just a pig. Yeah. I mean, I know that you like him in the show, and I'm sure he's a good actor.
Yeah.
So is Kevin Spacey. But,
yeah.
You know,
but that doesn't mean they're good human beings. Yeah, of course.
That's why they're actors. They're acting like, yep. You know, the way that you want them to. But, my God.
All right. Today is Sacagawea Day. Sacagawea, believed to have died on this date in 1812. We honor her contributions and her courage. The daughter of Shoshone, a Shoshone chief, part of the, I don't know what all of this, no, this isn't going to mean anything to anybody, where they came from and all of that stuff. The tribes and getting together. Let's get to the point of who she was and what she did. What do you ladies know when I hear stories about Sacagawea, the reason that she was touted as she was. I know the name, I know the story to a point, but I also don't really know why there is as much focus on her, because I just don't know the story, frankly.
Well, because as a 16-year-old girl, she led Lewis and Clark through some pretty treacherous terrain.
Was she 16? I didn't realize she was that young.
Yeah, she died when she was 24. But yeah, she basically helped them navigate the rough terrain. She knew the flora and fauna and all that stuff that was supposed to be documented on this expedition, and she helped them find a Northwest Passage. So they
how did they come to ask her? Meriwether Lewis, William Clark were the guys that were talking about Lewis and Clark, the expedition, which ended up in the Louisiana Purchase, buying all that land from Louisiana up to where we're talking about up in this area.
Mm-hmm.
But how did she get to?
She had been attention? Well, the tribe thing is interesting because, and I only read all this yesterday. I didn't really know the background, but she was kidnapped into a rival tribe, and then she was sold to be a wife at 16 to a fur trader. And his name was Toussaint Charbonneau, and so apparently the two of them, I never even knew he was involved in this expedition, but apparently it was Sacagawea, her husband, and their two-month-old baby that all went on the expedition. So,
yeah,
kind of interesting.
She was pregnant at the time. Imagine that. This is how much tougher we are. Like, I can't deal without air conditioning. This is a girl, like a pregnant 16-year-old who took these people as their guide. It's pretty incredible.
Sacagawea. Tip of the hat, 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com.
This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Hearing, aw, you shouldn't have.
Without spending more than you should have.
Staples has the hottest tech gifts this holiday. Laptops, tablets, monitors, and printers.
At the lowest prices guaranteed.
And you can't get lower than the lowest with Staples Price Match Guarantee.
So everyone on your list gets more than they dreamed, and you save more than you imagined.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
In-store only, limitations apply. See a store associate for details.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Hearing, aw, you shouldn't have.
Without spending more than you should have.
Staples has great holiday gifts at low prices. This week, save $10 off a $50 in-store purchase.
Get your coupon at staples.com/weeklyad and give loved ones more than they dreamed while saving more than you imagined.
Plus, UPS shipping services are available 7 days a week, so you'll get everything out on time. Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
In-store only, limitations apply. Ends 12/22/18. Visit staples.com for details.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now 53 after the hour, so we get into the DJV Tech Talk time with Victoria Keelan bringing us up to date on a couple of important items. Cellular radiation. I would say that is a very important consideration, and everybody needs to listen up to what Victoria has to say about this, because it's something that we are not thinking about, which we ought to be thinking about. Go ahead, Victoria.
Yeah, it's true. It's when you think of holiday travel this season, there are going to be record numbers of cars on the road. Now, with all of that comes the typical family driving in the car, maybe to grandma's house, and all the kids are on devices, and the two parents up front each have a cell phone, and maybe you're using GPS navigation. And these are just things that we take for granted. It's what we use all the time in the car. However, the problem, though, is you are literally a traveling center of radiation, and little kids especially are so much more susceptible and vulnerable to the effects of radiation. So here are some expert tips on what to do when you're traveling this holiday season. Number one, if your kids or grandkids are on a device, make sure it's not in their lap. You want to keep that device as far away from their bodies as possible. So like a laptop pillow or anything that keeps the phone or the Kindle or the iPad, whatever they're using, keep that away from directly touching their body. That's number one. That's important. Also, you should teach your kids to carry their cell phone in a backpack or a purse, somewhere that's not, you know, in a pocket right on their body. The second most important thing to do when you're traveling in the car is to make sure that your kids' devices are all in airplane mode. When the phone or iPad or Kindle or anything like that is in airplane mode, it's not emitting radiation. And that's something that it takes a little bit of thought before you leave in the car. Download stuff. You can, you know, load everything up, but leave it in airplane mode. And when you're using having, when teacher kids, that when they're taking a phone call or making a phone call, that they have to use headphones or speakerphone. So again, they're not putting that phone right up against their brains. Their smaller heads and thinner skulls are actually absorbing more radiation than adults do. And then when you get to grandma's house, don't let your kids sleep with their devices. A lot of parents do that, and it's something you really have to make sure you just do not let the kids sleep with anything. And here's one that I didn't even think about. When you set up that air mattress at grandma's house, make sure that it's nowhere near the Wi-Fi router. Wi-Fi routers actually emit just as much, if not more, cellular radiation than cell phones do. So essentially, you're letting your kids sleep next to a cell phone tower, and that's what the Wi-Fi router is. So little things like that. And when you're in the car, as much as you can, keep everything on airplane mode, because the you actually emit more radiation. You get more radiation from the phone when you're traveling at high speeds, because the phone is constantly trying to connect to a cell phone tower.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and when it's doing that, that's when the most radiation's coming out. So just remember that with your kids and grandkids this holiday season. Be safe and try to keep the tech to a minimum.
Good idea. All right, very good tips. Thank you. Here's Godzilla. There's a new Godzilla movie. The trailer is out now. Here's the story behind that story.
The Geek Out. Back in 2014, we got the rebooted Godzilla franchise, and you know what? It was pretty good, but you wondered what's next. Well, now we know, as Godzilla King of the Monsters has released a new trailer, and it looks like we're in for some kaiju destruction porn of the highest order. The trailer teased the modern-day introduction of a trio of old-school Godzilla opponents, Mothra, Rodan, and the three-headed dragon, Ghidorah. Of course, Earth and humanity's all at stake, but who cares about that? We just want to see monsters beat the snot out of each other. I'm going to guess the good guy wins because there's already a Godzilla versus Kong lined up for 2020, but Godzilla King of All Monsters hits theaters next year on May 31st, and we've posted the trailer at the Geek Out.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
All right, so let's get back to the Facebook focus that we've had this week. The fact that Washington is going to town over the Facebook thing. What's that story?
Yeah, Washington, D.C.'s Attorney General is now suing Facebook over its role in the massive Cambridge Analytica scandal. Attorney General Carl Racine filed the lawsuit yesterday claiming that Facebook failed to protect user data and misled privacy settings and just had a general lax in oversight. Facebook has said that the data firm Cambridge Analytica collected information from up to 87 million users without their consent, and Attorney General Racine says he wants Facebook to do more than just admit their failings. He wants them to actually create new safeguards to monitor user data. He's also seeking restitution for consumers with penalties and costs. So we'll see where that goes.
All right. How much does the government take as their tribute?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Where are we doing with that money? Put it in the general fund. 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.